Hello and welcome to the final show of Awaken Your Inner Power on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy Gentle Boudry, and I'm happy to announce I'll be taking this show to the Voice America Network on the Empowerment Station. That will be Tuesday, February 17th at a new time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My new show will be called Gentle Power Radio, Living in a State of Grace. The mission of the show remains similar, assisting my listeners into tapping into the unique power that lies in each and every one of us, cultivating skills such as mindfulness and meditation. We can learn to live in this awareness and how we show up in the world, and thus better to change and evolve into those true people, true persons, and your authenticity of how you wish to live your life. This is all inner power, folks. And so I'm looking so forward to taking this show to Voice America and naming it Gentle Power Radio, because we'll be furthering that with guests that have tools and techniques to assist you in claiming this happiness, this healthiness, and this wholeness. The show will be an hour in length, and it will include questions and answer period of time. You'll be able to call in, and the phone lines will be open, and we can answer your questions with my guest, and we'll also have guided meditations. So I'm looking very, very much forward to a new beginning on the Voice America Network at voiceamerica.com. Click on the Empowerment Station, and then type in Gentle Power Radio. This would be Tuesday, February 17th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also subscribe to the gentlepowerradio.com for a full schedule of guests and themes of the show. So I'm looking very much forward and hope you'll join me. Today I thought it would be perfect to end my time on Blog Talk Radio with a show titled Choosing Appreciation Equals a Healthy Heart. I love the Institute of Heart Math, and I don't know how many of you are familiar with it, but I'll take a statement that was taken right off of their website. It's heartmath.org, just to give you an understanding of who they are. I thought it would be best to use right off of their website, their mission statement. The Institute of Heart Math is an internationally recognized nonprofit research and education organization dedicated to helping people reduce stress, self-regulate emotions, and build energy and resilience for healthy, happy lives. They have fantastic research to support how the pattern of our heart rhythms reflect the state of your emotions and your nervous system. When we are tense, irritable, and frustrated, our heart rhythm shifts into a disordered, chaotic heart rhythm. However, when we choose a positive emotion, like appreciation, gratitude, your heart rhythm shifts into a more harmonious and rhythmic pattern. Such healthy heart patterns boost our immune system for up to 6 hours. That's some pretty powerful statistics there. Furthermore, the Institute goes on to say that when the heart is in harmonious rhythm, they call it heart coherence, positive hormones are released, and these hormones make it easier to experience peace and a deep meditative state more rapidly. So today's show, I want to foster a sense of appreciation that will in turn elicit a stronger connection to your heart and help you raise your vibration to attract happier, healthier life experiences, but also help you encourage a good, healthy heart. February is National Heart Month, and that's not rocket science. We've got Valentine's Day and in this month as well. So I thought, what a perfect way. Plus, I'm very much appreciative of the year and a half plus that I've spent here at Blog Talk Radio. So we want to give just a little morsel on how do we cultivate the art of appreciation to cultivate this healthy heart that I'm talking about. So just one tool to assist you in awakening your inner power to cultivate this better state of being, happy, healthier, and whole. This art of appreciation, we can create this by living in expansive awareness. Notice things in your life to be appreciative of, moment by moment. Sure, not every moment is pleasant, but I have found the challenge lies in finding some silver lining in every life experience. I play this game with myself all the time, and I encourage you to do the same. Look for something to appreciate in every moment in time. I take appreciation breaks throughout my day. For instance, the other day I was standing in a line in the Target, which I hope all of you are familiar with Target. They're a variety store. I picked the line that was the slowest. I didn't even know I did. And I kept watching other lines moving, but I didn't feel like jockeying for the shortest line, so I just stood there and played the game of appreciation. I started by noticing I smelled popcorn, and I love popcorn. Love it, love it, love it. Love it with lots of butter on it. And so I said, thank you for such a glorious smell and the ability to smell that popcorn. Oh, my God, I love popcorn. I glanced at the newsstand and saw some horrific story on the front cover of some magazine. And I took a moment and thanked God that that story was not my life. And then I took it a step further and said, thank you for allowing me to lead a life by my definition of normalcy, waking me up to noticing my life and all the beauty I have in it. I even appreciated the fact that I had allowed enough time between my tasks of the day to not feel rushed that I needed to jockey for that shortest line. And then I took another moment and texted both my children that I loved them and that I was thinking of them. This is just one example of the art of appreciation. You've heard the gratitude journals. Those are fabulous tools. Or as I drift off to sleep every night, I try to think a couple of things that I am most grateful for. We also have a ritual at my dinner table. We say the blessing, and then we go around and we say one thing that we were appreciative of or were grateful for that day. And these are just a couple of things that can raise your vibration. If we live appreciating life, we can improve our heart healthiness, improve the quality of our life, and open our heart to experience even more joy, more appreciation in our life because we're noticing it. We're taking the time to appreciate it. And another is, of course, my favorite, meditation, spending time in stillness. We're going to do an activity that I have used in several of my meditation classes that I got straight out of heartmath.org. And it's a meditation on appreciation. So let's settle in and get ready to meditate, shall we? So take a nice cleansing breath. Feel yourself settling into your chair. Take in the peaceful music I'm playing. And then gently close the eyes. Invite that space that you're holding to be filled with beautiful energy of your connection to the collective whole, to higher consciousness. Placing that intention, imagine breathing in beautiful, fresh air, fresh perspective, filled with light. And imagine your exhale letting go of all the stressors of your day, any tension that you've created in the body because of life experience. Let it go. Everything you did before this moment in time is the past, and everything you'll do when you're done is the future. We're here in this moment in time, savoring the here and now. Feel the body rest into the moment and allow the body to decompress. Melt into the full support. Feel your feet firmly planted on the ground, just melting into the support. I want you to focus your attention now on your heart area. Notice it. Notice the breath flowing in and out of this region of your body. In each beautiful rhythmic flow, imagine that beautiful energy that you've surrounded around you by connecting to your source. You're breathing it in and you're allowing it to circulate through the heart, and you're exhaling any tension, any toxicities, mental, emotional thoughts that aren't aligned with this good feeling breath and connection with your heart. And I want you to breathe just a little deeper than normal. In for 5. And out for a count of 5. Let's do it again. Feel it, breathing it in, count for 5, let go for 5, and let it flow through the heart area, Continue breathing. And then settle into a natural inner rhythm that feels comfortable for you. All the while, the focus, giving the mind something to do, you're running that focused attention with the breath that's flowing through the heart. And let it expand out into the center of your chest. You can even place your hands over their heart. I want you to activate a positive feeling here at the heart. I want you to recall an experience, something that made you feel really good inside. Maybe a time when someone appreciated you or you appreciated something. What's the first thing that comes to mind? Recall it and try to re-experience that feeling. Paint it with great detail. Something you truly, truly appreciate. The touch of someone's hand. The love from your pet. The appreciation from your peers for a job well done. Feel this positive experience and feel how warm and good you feel inside. When we paint it with great detail, we allow each cell in the body to claim this experience, and we feel it on a cellular level. This is how the coherent heart rhythm begins to find that beautiful rhythm that creates and sustains a healthy heart. Continue focusing on this good feeling thought, this thought of appreciation. And we'll stay in silence for a moment. You can add affirmations like, by allowing my heart to be a free flowing channel, I open myself to experience life more fully. I connect to my heart for clarity on what I want to think and manifest for myself. I choose to embrace appreciation and gratitude in every moment in time, no matter what life presents me. Each time you say things like this, check in. What may feel right to you may not feel right to someone else. If I've said a statement and it doesn't feel right, don't say it. Own it, because you're changing your vibration. You're changing your emotional set points. You're improving your heart healthiness. You can even put things like, I'm in the process of choosing to appreciate all that life has given me. And check in, how does my body feel in this moment in time? You hold the power to own any emotion and feeling that you choose. Check in, and if it's not where you want it to be, raise it. Choose something. How am I going to ramp that vibration up? And be honest with yourself. What would bring my heart great joy and appreciation in this moment in time? This moment in time, you're connected to true self. Listen. Open the heart to listen to what your true desires are. And follow them, people. Be true to self. And then ask for courage and strength to stand in it. How does the body feel mentally, emotionally, and physically as you choose to appreciate something in life? You've recreated an experience. You've owned it. Feel that and choose to take it into the rest of your day. Feel your presence in the room. Don't open your eyes yet. But make the commitment that in a few moments when you do open your eyes, you're going to choose to look at life with a fresh perspective. And you're going to take notice of the little things that bring you gratitude, appreciation in life. And when you do, you're going to know you're helping your heart to claim healthiness, happiness, and wholeness. And then when you're ready, gently open the eyes to a soft gaze. Greet your surrounding area with a fresh perspective and a heart filled with gratitude and appreciation. I'll be taking a break next week and in preparation for Tuesday of the following week, the 17th. Join me for Gentle Power Radio, living in a state of grace. You can find us at gentlepowerradio.com. If you'd like to learn more about me and the services I provide, visit awakenwithlight.com. If you'd like tools and techniques to assist you in claiming peace now in your life and awakening you to that inner power, click on the banner ad, Get Peace Now, and begin receiving those tools and techniques. Until next time, the spirit in me bows to the spirit in you with a beautiful Namaste. Namaste.